Testing 1, 2. Welcome to the pre-show. Yeah, good. So like, I'm dealing with Audacity and a number of different things we're doing here tonight. A lot of you guys know that we're going to draw a backup winner because Bob Lavard may exist among us and we don't want to. We want to give Bob every chance. So the way I got it figured is Bob, if we find him, will get 2 passes. And then whoever our backup winner is will also get 2 passes. And I was on the phone today with a couple of people that I'm, you know, just kind of organizing this with. And I said, we got 25 tickets. And they're like going like that. So it'll be a lot of fun. It's on the 30th of March. Day at the Races with Phil. And the name of the event is Friends and Fans, The Phil Henry Show. And Bob Lavard. Allie, how are you? Allie's with us. How about that? This is not an ordinary chat because I got to do the show, you know, but Allie was great the other day, at, that didn't sound right. Allie was great the other night. She was great the other day at SAG, and we did the event for the career event. Now then, so I'm all ready to rock and roll this thing, and we're going to do this when we start the show, so you know, so that it will be on tomorrow's show, podcast thing, whatever you want to call it, okay? Okay, cool. Da 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 dee. Wait a minute. Yeah, so that's how we're gonna do that. Whew, man. So what's I don't understand something. Maybe somebody can help me with this. Maybe not tonight, but what is with the goddamned National Hockey League All-Star game? What the fuck is that? Have you seen that? 5 different teams and 6 different formats. It's like semifinal 1, the Metropolitan versus the who? They got, you know, they ought to do, they got to get rid of All-Star Game. All-Star games suck. All-Star games just flat suck. Baseball's All-Star game ain't bad. The NBA used to be really good. I don't know if it's got, you know, I don't even watch the goddamn thing. I remember it used to be a big thing to watch the NBA All-Star game. That was really going to be something. And the baseball All-Star game was bitching to watch, you know? But, where are you, man? There. Now they blow, and that goddamn AFC Pro Bowl, that AFC-NFC Pro Bowl, what the fuck is that? At one point, there was some other ridiculous, you know, forget it. I mean, yeah. East versus West, way back in the day, man, when East versus West actually meant something because people had traveled West and there's a bunch of people back East and it was almost like a regional rivalry in the United States. And if you follow Canadian football, which I know most of you don't, but if you follow Canadian football, problem that I'm having here is that I've got this cat, see, like as if you didn't know, and she's old and she gets cold. And how do I know she gets cold? Because she decided to settle here in the hottest fucking room in the whole building, which is our studio. And I made the correct assumption. Oh, she's cold. So this is where Brea lives. Now, the studio is very warm, but the exterior rooms, we have a living room and everything, is very, very cold. And the wall gas heater doesn't work, and it actually did, and I mistakenly turned the gas off. Let me put it that way. But point being, I got to regulate heat from the outside to the inside, this kind of shit. If it gets too hot outside, get too hot in here, because you have to close the door, you know what I'm saying? So I got this space heater, figuring I can sort of regulate the heat. And I can to a point, but what's a perfect temperature for her, for the cat, is it's killing me. I mean, she can sit there and just chill, and it's 85 million degrees. I don't know, man. So anyway, getting back to my pet peeve here, this goddamn Pro Bowl, these All-Star games are for shit. Seriously, I'm being very serious. They must be making money, or they must somehow, they would be over if they weren't squeezing a couple of dollars out of it. So obviously, they're finding some profitability in holding these All-Star games. You know, they had it in Hawaii for many years, the Pro Bowl, then they moved it to Orlando. I guess that's where it is still, because it's probably less expensive. Because it probably was costing the fucking league too much money. Somebody said, we can make a lot of money off this game if we didn't have such a, you know, travel expense. The overhead's fucking murdering us, man. You got the players all going to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. They're taking their families, which they are. That's a big expense. You imagine what that must be like, taking the families of these professional football players on an all-expenses-paid vacation to Hawaii. The guys are going to play in this game. The families get to do whatever they do. And I bet you to be the goddamn coordinator for that, the concierge for that, must be like, you know, at the end of that goddamn thing, you got 85 million kids, 50 million wives and whatever. And the players don't give a shit because they're off, you know, having to do their thing. Is this the room that we were assigned? Yes. Well, I don't, you know, it's the, why can't we get a view? Oh, yeah, I'll bet you. Anyway, and then you have the game, and the game sucks. It sucked for years. The NFL Pro Bowl game has sucked for years. Everybody knows it. Everybody's tried to do something about it. Nobody can do anything about it. They just keep plowing along with this piece of shit, you know. Why am I so wound up and impassioned about this? Because I am a football fan going way back to the point where I'm no longer a football fan, see? I'm such a football fan, I don't even watch that shit anymore. It's so goddamn, like, it's become so unlike what it used to be. Fun. For instance, the Super Bowl. This year's Super Bowl? It's already a joke. Rams shouldn't be in it. Everybody knows it. Saints got fucked. It isn't that it's not like in years gone by, the two best teams didn't play because they got upset or some overachieving teams that are, you know, lower seeded made it. I can remember many Super Bowls. I can remember many goddamn Super Bowls that were terrible. They were terrible games or they didn't feature them. The first, a lot of people don't remember because there's not a lot of people left from those days, but the first at least 10 Super Bowls sucked ass. They were fucking terrible. Not counting, of course, the upset by the Jets and then the Chiefs giving parity to the AFL. That was fun if you were an AFL fan, which I happen to be. But then after that, oh my God, the games were terrible. They were anticlimactic. The teams didn't play up to their potential. The goddamn Pittsburgh Steeler, four Steeler championships, unless you were a Steeler fan, were the worst goddamn football games you ever saw in your life. Boring? Holy Christ, they were boring. And the Dolphins, the two Super Bowls the Dolphins won in a row were dull as hell because they were so goddamn good. They were so goddamn good. Both those teams they played, the Dolphins beat the Redskins and they beat the Vikings, and they were light years better than both of those teams. Light years. So the Super Bowl was a piece of shit. Then finally, it started to get interesting. The 49er dynasty, I don't know, man. You know, they got some cute games going there. Even though, you know, in the 80s, there were some horrifyingly bad goddamn. The Denver Broncos got their asses beat so fucking bad. Every time they made it to a Super Bowl, you're like, here we go again with these goddamn Broncos. Jesus, do they suck. And then things started to really kind of get interesting in the 90s. Now we've had some, you know, probably one of the greatest Super Bowls I've ever seen was the St. Louis Ram New England Patriot game. There's been a bunch of really good Super Bowls since then. Fantastic games. But the goddamn Pro Bowl, holy Christ. But getting back to this Super Bowl this year, is going to be, I don't give a shit how close it is. I, honest to God, I don't even want to watch it for many reasons. I've gotten soured on the NFL for a lot of reasons, but this is a good reason. The Rams don't belong in it. Now, this is coming from a lifelong Ram fan. They don't belong in a fucking game. People will say, well, boy, they sure did get away with one there, didn't they? You know, and they think it's kind of funny and cute, but the fact is, they don't belong in the goddamn game. That's the truth. Well, there are a lot of different times in the game when the Saints could have won. Let me tell you something, Mace. If that's the case, we don't need fucking referees at all. Don't need to have a referee at all. Why do you need a referee if you just played the game according to the rules? There are many times you could have played the game according to the rules. You didn't need a referee. Bullshit. They got fucked out of the Super Bowl, the New Orleans Saints. And so this game, who's going to watch this fucking Super Bowl? Except for, you know, a lot of Ram fans. And people making jokes about how the Patriots cheat. You know, they deflate footballs. They spy on opposing teams' practices. But the fucking Rams just got into the goddamn game, into the Super Bowl, a blown fucking call. Maybe it ain't cheating, but shit. Jesus Christ. On a crutch. I'm telling you, man. All right. What are we doing here, man? I know what I got to do. I got to find a... Shit. You know what we got to do? I'm going to open up another window. Oh, there it is. Wait. There you are, right there. There you are, right there. Where's my man? Where's my main man here, Mike? There he is. Thank you, Mike. Fuck, it's hot in this fucking room. That goddamn heater. I got this, by the way, I got this. Hi! I'm down here near the water. I got this space heater at Home Depot, and I got out my little, you know, internet and my phone, and I looked it up, and Consumer Reports, all that bullshit. And this son of a bitch got the highest rating. It's called a Lasco. A Lasco. Just starts with the L. Lasco. It's got a little thermostat on it. It's got a casing that is, you know, it's insulated perfectly. And it pumps out a lot of goddamn heat, man. It's only about this big. And it doesn't draw that much electricity. It has a setting where it can, you know, basically put you in the poorhouse in terms of electricity that it uses, but you don't have to use that setting. Now, if you want to go full tilt, see, well, what is it? Well, it's got 1,500, okay? I don't know what kind of how you're fixed economically. I mean, I can burn your goddamn house down if you'd like to, sir, and make it look like an accident. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, sir.
What?
So, yeah, it's goofy, baby. Goo woof with a capital fee. Goofy. For people in a cities that are not in, you know, if it's not a major league city, you go have the Pro Bowl. That's fantastic. You know, like Hawaii. Hawaii loves its football. I don't know what it is about the South Pacific or the Pacific Islander people. They love their rugby. They love their football, man. And there've been some pretty decent football players that come out of Hawaii. And there was a Hall of Famer that played in Canada for years. What was his name? Junior, not Junior Seau. There was another guy. I forget his name. He was a defensive end up in Canada. But when I was in Fiji, there's a dude just, you know, in the hotel there, just walking along. How are you, Mr. Henry? You know, and I said, I'm going to take a guess. You play rugby. Oh, yeah, every weekend, you know, right over here at the pitch, you know. And if you drive down the streets in Fiji, it's Nandi, is the capital city of Fiji, on every, just about every vacant lot, you see guys just, you know, big, giant fucking Fiji dudes, you know, Samoan cats, whatever. These cats are like going at it, playing rugby. That game just took off, man. It's like, you know, the way rugby football took off in America in Pennsylvania among the coal miners, because they got out of the goddamn coal mines and they were just ready to tear somebody's head off, I guess. They were ready to just like start, you know, committing homicide. So this game took off with those guys.
I wouldn't give you 5 cents for I had a Fijian on my team, Phil. Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. I spent a lot of time in Fiji. Jesus.
You did?
Well.
What do you mean you spent a lot of time in Fiji?
Well, I don't want to brag, but looks like somebody spit up on your desk here, Mr. Henry.
La ta da ti ti. All right, man. So, get my random thing here. And where is my... The other thing I want to see is, you know, my sheet. No, that's not it. That ain't it. Oh, there it is. Okay. We have one minute. And some of the names that we have on the sheet here, which I got from our good friend Baker and Bozeman, over 300 names. All of these people are on our BSP map. If you're a BSP and you're not on our map, you're not eligible for the drawing. So these were people who were active in chat with us. You know, we do our Friday night chat. These are folks that actually engaged. They engaged with the process, you see, and it's just a little perk for folks that do that. We appreciate that. Okay. I apologize for the lack of Saturday cinema this week. It was because we were doing the work on the website. That Saturday cinema will be back next week. Someday she'll come along, the chick I dig. Oh, fuck, I didn't turn on my...
Oh, fuck, I didn't turn it on.
We got these from F is for Family. Mohican Airways, yeah! Bill,
They gifted us, you see, with these jackets. Lovely, aren't they?
And I actually have one from when I did The Unit many, many years ago. I had a recurring part on The Unit, the TV show about these cats, these, you know, special forces dudes and their home life. And I played the radio station general manager. Anyway, they gave us David Mamet. I've heard it pronounced both ways. One of the all-time most brilliant fucking writers in theater directed one of the episodes and gave us these jackets. He was a great guy. I loved working for him. He's a very nice guy and very easygoing guy. you know, and very cool with everybody, cool with all the extras and stuff. And all right, man. Bob Green and his hair system. Someday. There's Willie O'Ree. They have Lifetime Achievement Awards, and they're giving Willie O'Ree. And the only reason why I remember Willie O'Ree was he played for the LA Blades, who were a minor league team here in Los Angeles, as you guys have heard me say a million times, before we got the Kings. And Willie O'Ree played just a couple years, I think, with Boston, spent most of his time, I didn't know this, but he spent most of his time in LA. Most of his professional hockey career, either in LA or here on the West Coast. I think he played for San Francisco too, the old San Francisco Seals, which was the another WHL team. And I have to tell you, as a little 10-year-old kid at the sports arena in Los Angeles, my dad would take me to the hockey games. Sitting there, he created a buzz when he came on the ice. Because for the obvious reason, he was a black player. And it wasn't negative. I didn't hear any negative. What I heard was, here's Willie O'Ree, you know. But also because he was a good player. He obviously, I don't know that he was a Hall of Fame player. I don't think his career in the NHL was all that spectacular, but he was a good player. He was an exciting player. He also had the notoriety coming with him. Was it Chicago he played for or Boston? I forget. And he was, I think he was a defenseman. I think he was noted for his, or no, I think he was noted for his, they're showing him right now on TV. Yeah, I think he was a defenseman. But I remember seeing this dude hit the ice, man. Willie O'Ree, and definitely the only black guy out there on the ice. But he played for the Kings for, I saw him for a couple of years, and then I think he went up, maybe went up north. But they just gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award for breaking the color line in hockey. All right, so that having been investigated. Someday she'll come along. Where the hell is the, right? Yeah. Man, all day I was like dying of thirst. Excuse me. All right, man. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. The fuck is this? What is this? Dropbox? Who the fuck asked for that, man? I want that shit. Give me my goddamn downloads. That's the baby. I wonder how guys are doing, by the way. Okay. I guess we're going to have a little bit of background noise here tonight. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go, there you go, there you go. Test, 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 test. That sounds pretty tight, don't it? Maybe too tight. Maybe too tight. What do you think?
Mr. Henry, I can tell you just from experience that you're barking up the wrong tree, Jack. You just, Jesus H. Christ. Phil, my boy. Testing 1, 2. Don Berman here, Channel 19 News. Exciting news.
That's right, Don. Thank you. And it's Phil Henry.
Yeah, that's right. I can tell. And you got the compression yanked up on your voice so tight, so hot. It's so tightly packed. Jesus. I think I'm getting hurt.
Uh-huh. Watch the NFL decisions of the Pro Hair System, Bob Green. Where the shit? Get out of here. Hey. Hide it, motherfucker. Yeah, there you go. Give me your shit. There you go. Now we're fucking talking. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This ought to sound like fucking shit. I don't need that thing on though. See, because I just turned that off. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right, man. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to rock and roll. And hoochie coo. Hoochie coo. Let's see, what happened to that goddamn promo? Right here. Yeah, I didn't print it.
Man.
And let's see what's up with this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128